And so, which is it? Is the glass half empty, or is the glass half full? Well, it all depends on your point of view. It all depends on how you look at it. Same is true for the gospel this morning. We have two takes on the eschaton, the end times. First one is rather dismal. There will be signs and the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on the earth, nations will be in dismay. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the earth. The powers of the heavens will be shaken. But then Luke goes on. It's not all that bad. For then you will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these signs begin to happen, stand erect, raise your heads, for your redemption is at hand. To paraphrase, the world is coming to an end. But I don't mean that in a bad way. It all depends on your point of view. It can be scary to an outsider, a person of no faith, very little experience of the Bible. This could seem like a very, very scary passage. It sounds like a really bad Hollywood screenplay for next summer's blockbuster. Really, really short on plot, but very, very heavy on blowing things up. But to a struggling Christian community at the end of the first century, the whole point of this gospel is in the second part. When these things begin to happen, stand erect, raise your head, for your redemption is at hand. It all depends on your point of view. It all depends on how you look at it. Is there hope or is there dismay? That community at the end of the first century found hope. The storm, the stress that's described in this apocalyptic passage reflects the storm and the stress of that community. It's projected as a future terror, but it really describes what was going on at a present age, the struggles that they were going through. Describes the struggles that every Christian community is going through. They found this passage as one of consolation, one of hope. Jesus is coming. The world is going to be redeemed. The bad times coming to an end. A new world, a grand world, is about to be born. It all depends on your point of view. So what is it for us? Up to a point, we write the ending. Up to a point, we play a part in how it all plays out. It just depends on our point of view. It depends on the choices we make. Do we choose love or hate? Do we choose the hurt and the pain that we inflict on others? or the joy that we bring, the goodness that we share? Will people die of fright or stand erect, raise your heads? Which will it be? In some way, it does depend on us. If we remain faithful, trusting in God, continuing to follow His Son, supporting, uplifting one another, turning away from sin, keep stretching out towards the kingdom day by day by day, then Jesus comes as our Redeemer. And there is no place for fear, for our redemption is at hand.